all need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up a store, a plentiful treasure to give to the poor. Number 267. The fullness resides in Jesus our head.
Thine are the Corinthians chapter 1. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea in many, but in him was yea. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us as God, but also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Just a short portion to comment on briefly, leave room for others. The promises of God, verse 20. Connected with the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The wonderful gospel, the glorious gospel of God, the gospel of God's glory, the glory of God. And brought into the knowledge of this now, and the realization that all the promises of God in Him are yea, in Him, amen. The promises of God, they are yes, in Him, and amen, they will see their final accomplishment. In a coming day, we're all going to be seeing those things that are revealed to us from the Word of God. We're going to be seeing not one who believes, but holding his hand and seeing his side. We're going to hear his voice. We're going to be physically in his presence. Wonderful promises we have from God, all to be realized through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the 21st and the 22nd verse, we have reference to the activity of God towards us. And we have four things: being established together in Christ, being anointed, being sealed, and having received the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. I'd just like to speak briefly on that. Remember yesterday when we had in the Donkey Court meeting, we looked at a verse in Ezra as to having the altar placed in the proper location and giving the cross of Christ from the proper place. And in chapter 4 of Ezra, build a temple and restore physically what belonged to them as God's people. They were in an edification move. They were building things. They were going ahead. And the enemy did write to the king to have it stop. And he reversed in the 12th verse. Be it known unto the king, that's Ezra 4 and 12. Be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are coming to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundation. So he was telling the king bad things about that rebellious bad city. It was God's city. And they had been rebellious, to God also. But in his mercy, he allowed them to be restored in the land. And they were going ahead, obeying their God. But one thing they were really worried about was what was happening here. Setting up the wall and joining the foundation. If you look at the note there, I have somebody marked in here. Sew together. They were sewing together the foundation. They were linking those foundations together. Now, foundation is something that's strong, and if you add more strong things to it, it becomes a firmer foundation. You know, it's God's desire for you and I to be established in the Word of God, to be established in the salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus, to be established in the truth of God. to be established in the fundamental of what we are taught in the New Testament concerning the work of the Lord Jesus and His result. And those things that belong to us, the promises of God made sure in Him, that are all going to come to pass. Every one of us, every missing in one. And God will have us all to be established. And you know, when you think of believers being established, being brought together, makes them stronger. Makes us stronger. And that's what we had in our 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 21. He which established us with you in Christ. In my French story, He who binds you firmly together with us. I like this thought of us being bound together firmly in Christ. As to the promises of God, as to what we are in Christ, we couldn't be bound any firmer. We are members of one another and members of His church. This morning, when we were gathered together and we remembered what the Lord Jesus did for us, we broke that bread, we stretched His body, and we partook of the cup, spoke of His blood. And all those of us who partook, we showed the Lord's death. And we showed the Lord's death personally to each one of us as we partook of what represented His body and His blood. We also did something else. And we were doing this because we know the Lord as our personal Savior. And we were personally answering to His request, this do in remembrance of me. As we did that, we physically broke the same bread. We physically expressed a truth that is so precious to His heart, for which He died to gather us into one. And we being many are one bread, one Lord, one body. That's what we are. And we expressed it, we manifested that in a very small way this morning, giving the Lord the desire of His heart and expressing it, even if you haven't realized it. Perhaps this morning when you remember the Lord, you didn't think of the fact that all those of us who are redeemed by His precious blood are one body. We're all one before Him. And we are. And I'm not saying if this is true, I'm saying since this is true, how responsible that makes us to be bound together firmly in Him, to be close to one another, to be concerned of one another, that we have the same Spirit, the same Savior, we love the same person, to be bound together with each other, firmly to Him. And it's a voice in my own heart, and I trust to each of our hearts this afternoon, to consider how closely the Lord has knit us to each other. And not just to us who are meeting together on the ground we feel is from God Himself for us to meet on the ground of one body. For all the others who are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ are members of that same body. And we should not refuse to be concerned about them, to love them, to help them, and to have fellowship with them in the measure that we're not compromising the truth of God. So He that hath bound us firmly together with you is right. That's what we are. We are one body. We're all different. Different nationalities, different languages, different ages, different sects, different circumstances of life, different education. We're all one. And God has brought us to be one before Him. And through it is the Lord Jesus' delight to see us going on in harmony. And you know, the secret to harmony is to get our perspective from the Lord. That we would see each other as He sees us as one. That we would have this disposition in our hearts to consider each other with the heart of the Lord Jesus. Well, just quickly to move on here. Who hath anointed us? We read in 1 John about the unction of God. His unction teaches. You have no need that any man teach you. His unction teaches. That means it shouldn't be teaching. But here is how we receive the truth of God. God has given us His Spirit. And someone can minister and we listen and that's it. It's not being received. And then it's just something else, and then it just seems the Spirit of God is bringing His teaching through weak vessels, teaching you by the unction of His Spirit. And that's how we can receive you. And you know, as far as appreciating others, we might vary at different levels of, say, of understanding, and we're all in a growth process, and we only know in parts, we're all ignorant in different measures of what we are. But we are able to come to having similar thoughts, the same thoughts, coming to the same teaching, the same understanding as we consider the truth of God. We might not be in full accord with everything, but we are in full accord with all the basics that are so clear in the Word of God, because the Spirit of God is teaching us the same thing by the unction we have received. It's a normal thing. And then it says, verse 22, who have also sealed us. That seal, we have Ephesians chapter 1, 13. After we heard the gospel of our salvation, He sealed us by the Holy Spirit. What the seal represents is the assurance that we have from God Himself as to those things that belong to us. We read that verse, or I think John mentioned it yesterday, and I'm sure you read it. We seal until the day of redemption. The redemption of our body. So you and I, we can see with assurance. Because of the seal of the Spirit, we can speak with assurance of the Lord, of the result of His Word, of all the things revealed to us in the Scriptures about Him and the future. And we can speak boldly about what belongs to us. Not boldly in ourselves. Boasting in you, glorying in the Lord and what He's done for us. We have assurance. You know, as I mentioned this yesterday too, the uncertainty that the enemy seeks to seed in our hearts about the Word of God, about the person of Christ, about His work. Well, the Spirit of God makes us sure, and we can speak boldly with conviction by the Spirit of God. We have it sealed. And then it says, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Here are believers going through all sorts of different circumstances. We read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the end of the chapter there. Difficulties, sorrows, burdens, things being weighed down, yet enjoying in their souls future things. Brought to them to enjoy right now. By what the Spirit of God gives us to know and be assured of and enjoy. You know, this is an example many times, but it illustrates it for me. Present enjoyment of future things. Little boy, father promised him a bicycle on a Friday. Never had a bicycle before. All the other little boys had bicycles. He went to school and he was sat and had a bicycle. All the kids rode by him. But Monday morning, his father said, Friday, I think it's my paycheck. We're going to go together to the hardware store and buy a bicycle. He goes to school with a smile. And friends say, well, why are you smiling? I'm going to have a bicycle. Where's your bicycle? He can't show his bicycle right now. Well, he has a joke with his bicycle in his car. I can't show you the Lord right now. I can't show you all that He's going to do right now. He's going to do my body also. He's going to change my body and your body. I'm happy for you. He's going to change your body. He's going to change mine. But I can't show it to you right now. I'm going to see the Lord face to face. I can't show it to you right now. But you can endure. And I can endure. Those things right now. By His Spirit. That He's given. So His Spirit has bound us together as one. He's given us the ability to understand and enjoy the things of God. He's given us to be sure of those things. And He's given us the ability to enjoy in the present those things that are coming for us. The Lord bless His word for our hearts.